Hello, everyone. This is MB from the Wick Firm, and you're listening to the Data-Driven Communication Podcast, a show where you'll be learning about the four pillars of success when it comes to digital growth. The four pillars are build and fill, plan and promote, capture and store, and finally, tailor and automate. If you want to know more about these four pillars, make sure to listen to our first episode of the podcast. We'll be looking at the ways in which you can best build your brand, create content, plan and promote, capture and store your data, and automate marketing experiences. So whether you're just starting out or you've reached a plateau in your current business strategy, this is the podcast you need to listen to. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. What are NFTs and why you should care? The podcast is for anyone who's new to the world of NFTs or non-fungible tokens and wants to learn more about what they are, how they can be used in digital marketing. My name is Mohamed Bitar, aka MB, and I'll be your host for this episode. Later today, we will be joined by Francis C., an expert in the field of NFTs, fintech, and blockchain technology. So what are NFTs exactly? NFTs are digital assets that can be bought, sold, and traded like traditional art or collectibles. But unlike traditional art or collectibles, NFTs are unique and cannot be replicated. They're also stored on the blockchain, which is a digital ledger that keeps track of all transactions. This ensures that each NFT is truly one of a kind and that the provenance and ownership of the assets can be tracked and verified. One of the most interesting things about NFTs is that they're not limited to just art. They can be used to represent all kinds of digital assets, like music, videos, and even tweets. It means that you can own a digital asset, like a tweet from your favorite celebrity or exclusive footage from a famous movie. NFTs are a new way for businesses to create and monetize unique digital assets, and we're excited to share our experience and insights to help you learn about the ways NFTs can be used to promote and market your business. I would like to introduce you to our guest today, Francis C. Francis' curiosity as a crypto assets investor and digital space blockchain tech enthusiast started in early 2017. She continued to manage two startups within the fintech space, growing the business to a 9-company strong enterprise within 5 years. She led operations efficiently with the intent to impart interest, real-world use, and knowledge for the growth of future applications. Hi, Francis. How's it going? Can you please give us a basic overview of what you think NFTs are and how you use them in your business and your projects?
Thank you for that lovely introduction, MB. Appreciate it. NFT for me always equates to usage, period. Usage via the use of the digital space we develop and are developing into. Now, the core strength of an NFT project relies on its usage, right? Taking that into an account by design, an NFT should carry the ability to be useful at some degree and definitely beyond superficiality and hype. Now, the supporting strength, which makes up the pillar of an NFT for me, is empowerment to its user. Choosing to participate in the space evokes liberty to the participant immediately. Whatever persona the user enters as, may it be as a developer, the liberty to create as an investor, the liberty to support as an artist, the liberty of recognition, and so on. It is not just a lateral reward that only benefits the top chain based on tradition or outdated bureaucracy.
In your opinion, what are the challenges or concerns that come with using the NFTs?
Well, there's only but one for me, really, and that is education. i.e. knowledge. This always makes or breaks anything, and NFT is not any different. Eradicating it, though, is no easy feat, since there is first the resistance, insisting that it is just another fad, second, the false belief, reliance on traditional way of thinking, and lastly, building reasons against change. Now imagine being open to all possibilities. Again, NFT is not any different.
That's amazing, Francis. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and expertise on NFTs. That was insightful. So now, how can NFTs be used for digital marketing? Our agency, Wick, is dedicated to helping businesses stay ahead of the curve when it comes to new technologies and trends. And NFTs are one of the most exciting new developments in the digital world. I personally was fascinated by this whole technology, and basically I've immersed myself so heavily from a personal aspect into the NFT world, and now bringing all my knowledge, experience to the table to our brands and partners. NFTs can also be used as a tool for promoting and marketing businesses. For example, businesses can use NFTs to offer exclusive digital content or experiences to customers, such as early access to new products or VIP experiences. Businesses can also use NFTs to create unique and limited edition product offerings. At our agency, we've been experimenting with NFTs, and we've had great success in creating and building NFTs that drive engagement and sales for our clients. We've built and developed NFTs for the music, art, entertainment industry, and also for a few e-commerce companies. We have a dedicated team that can help you create, execute NFT projects and campaigns, and we have a deep understanding of how to use NFTs to promote and market businesses. What advantages do NFTs offer compared to traditional methods? Well, I've got the answer for you. There are several advantages of using NFTs compared to traditional methods. For starters, NFTs are unique digital assets that cannot be replicated. This makes them highly sought after by collectors and investors. The second advantage is that NFTs are stored on a blockchain, which allows for verifiable tracking and proof of ownership of the digital asset, which adds value and exclusivity to the item. Third, NFTs allow creators such as artists and musicians to monetize their work by selling unique digital assets to collectors. Fourth, businesses can use NFTs to offer exclusive digital content or experiences to customers, such as early access to new products or VIP experiences, which can help increase engagement and brand loyalty. Fifth, NFTs are accessible to anyone who has access to the internet. They don't need to be physically located to a particular place to own and trade them. The sixth advantage is that NFTs can be easily bought and sold on various marketplaces, allowing for fast and easy liquidation of assets. And lastly, NFTs are decentralized, meaning they are not controlled by any single entity, which reduces the risk of censorship or fraud. Compared to traditional methods, NFTs offer a new way to create and monetize unique digital assets and provide a new way for businesses to promote and market products and services. They also allow for verifiable proof of ownership, global accessibility, and liquidity in the market. NFTs are a new and exciting development in the digital world, and we're excited to help businesses take advantage of their existence. If you're interested in learning more about how NFTs can be used for digital marketing, please reach out to us at the agency or to myself personally. We have the knowledge and expertise to help you understand how NFTs can be used to enhance your business, and we'll be happy to deliver a proposal for your marketing goals and strategies and bring value to your businesses. Or if you're just someone that wants to get their hands dirty in the digital world or just know more about it and needs training or a workshop, please don't hesitate to let me know as well. We can help you explore the possibilities of NFTs for your industry and create NFT campaigns that align with your business goals. Don't hesitate to reach out to us on our social media pages. We are always here and happy to help. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode. This is Muhammad and Bibi Tar for the Data Driven Communications Podcast.